Yo, nah, I'm fucking kidding. I ain't Charlamagne. That's what he fucking does on The Breakfast Club. Yo. Like, nobody wants to hear that. But anyway, this is your host with the most, XP. But you know what I'm doing. I'm keeping it real and black. Yes, I am surprised myself. This is like the third episode I dropped in 1 week. Let's not get our hopes up because you know me, folks. I probably won't fucking be able to be consistent like that. So don't get your hopes up. But if you guys like me, for real, and if you guys support me, listen, I promise you, folks, that I will, yo, if you guys can be famous, get this podcast famous, I promise you, yo, just shout me out. I'll put on my email sometime, like in the future, and I promise you'll be blessed. I need some people that can market me. Yo, if you think you can, yo, try real best to reply to this email at all. You know what I'm saying? But besides all that, let's talk about the talk of the town. You already should know what I'm about to talk about. I'll give you $5 if you figure it out, but this is no guessing game. We are going to talk about Kanye West, or Ye. Let's talk about him. So, he's getting a lot of heat. Mr. Kanye West is getting a lot of fucking heat. His buns are getting toasty. Well, he made some, as they said, some remarks about the Jewish community. People didn't like it. Then he proceeded to say some off the wall shit. I already know that you guys know what he said. I ain't gonna really try to quote it. I probably ain't gonna say the whole thing correctly. But, you know, he was saying something like, well, you know, I can say some anti-Semitic shit and Adidas won't drop me. Adidas won't drop me. And guess what? You guessed it right. They have dropped him like a hot potato. Now, from what I seen in Forbes, it says that, his $1 billion net worth is now $400 million. Like, if that would make a fucking difference, like you know what I mean? Like, they're taking the Yeezys off the shelves. Yo, I'm gonna be real. Let me cut. Yeah, I'm gonna be real. If you wearing Yeezys, yeah, I'm talking to any one of you out there. If you are wearing Yeezys, take them shits off and burn them. Them the most ugliest shoes I have ever seen in my entire life. Them shits look like they came from Babylon, yo, 380 or some shit, or BC, I don't fucking know. Them shoes are fucking ridiculous, yo. Them the most ugliest shoes I have ever fucking seen. I would not put them on my fucking feet. If I was homeless, I would not put them fucking shoes on my busted ass toes. I don't give my fucking fuck if my toes were fucking going into different directions. I would not put them Babylons on. Like, them shits is fucking crazy. But yeah, Adidas have dropped that. Man, I don't know what to say about that, to be honest with you. I know I say a lot. But yo, whew. Damn, Kanye. They're not liking what you're saying, my boy. They're not liking what I'm saying. And to make this more interesting, since he knows he's in fucking hot water, according to TMZ, right? Kanye West has showed up to Skechers headquarters uninvited just days after his Yeezy brand was dropped by Adidas. And the company basically told Ye, you can't sit with us. Skechers said that Kanye arrived unannounced and without invitation at one of Skechers' corporate offices in Los Angeles. Considering Yee was engaged in unauthorized filming, two Skechers executives escorted him and his party from the building after a brief conversation. So let me pause right here. I'm pretty sure they're like, yo, Kanye, man, like, listen, bro, you making our block too hot. You know what I mean? You know, you can't fuck up our brand. You know, we Skechers. You know, we I know we're not like popping like that, Kanye, but yeah, we can't risk it, my boy. So you gonna have to get the fuck out, respectfully. So to continue to read this, like they said, guess his hopes to find a new home for Yeezy has fallen short, as a spokesperson for Skechers said that the company is not considering and has no intention of working with West, adding that they condemn his recent divisive remarks and do not tolerate anti-Semitism or any other form of hate speech. Sorry if I kind of went slow on that A word, you know. Shouts out to you know, going to public schools. But yeah, so yo, my boy Kanye said, fuck, Adidas dropped me, I'ma go to Skechers. And Skechers is like, nah, my boy, we're not having that. And damn, Kanye, that's crazy. Cause you imagine, I'd be so embarrassed, yo. I'd be so embarrassed. That's like basically, how can I say this? That's like me talking shit about women, right? Me going hard on women, right? Everyone, like, around the world didn't agree what the fuck I was saying about women or some shit, right? And that's like me going to a girl, going to fucking find a girl to fucking accompany my lonely ass somewhere to wherever I'm fucking going. And she's like, yeah, no, I heard what the fuck you've been talking about women, and I do not appreciate those comments. So, no. So, basically, I would just say, fuck it. Adidas and Skechers, they're fucking like, they're saying like, basically like, yo, we're not dealing with Kanye. He's a piece of shit. He says some wild shit. We're not about to get involved with his fucking crazy ass. And to put my little two cent in though, he should have been canceled. I know some people out there can agree. He should have been canceled when he said slavery was a choice. I'm like, what the fuck is Kanye smoking? Yo, I ain't gonna hold you though. I think Kanye's smoking that extraterrestrial or some shit, or fucking smoking a meteorite or some shit, because I don't know what the fuck goes on with this man's mind. When now I'm getting a little tight. I'm thinking about, like, yo, can you believe this man said slavery was a choice? So it was okay. So I guess my ancestors just decided to, like, you know, yeah, get on the fucking boat and come to fucking America on a free will and volunteer to fucking get whipped and beaten and fucking mauled and sold to any motherfucker that was willing to buy them. So, okay, Kanye, slavery is a fucking choice. Whew. But like I said, I don't know what to honestly say about the shit he was talking about with the Jewish people. But I'm going to play a clip. It's only 1 minute. I'm going to play a clip of some shit that people are backing him up on. So basically what people are saying is that they should watch the whole clip, the whole, like, interview. And some people are believing that, you know, that they just pick and choose what the fuck to put out on social media and just to target Kanye. So maybe this is something positive that people, you know, that people like. Like I said, I've seen a few that said they like what he said on this one, and some that don't. I'm gonna let you be the judge on this one. Just give me a second.
I want my people to rise up like the Jewish people. I'm a competitor. I feel that if I am not the leader, I'm one of the strongest, most vocal leaders. And I feel Lauren is a leader. I feel like this multiple people that are leaders in this community, right? And I'm jealous of the Jewish community. I'm jealous of how the fact that they do not abort their people. I'm jealous of how the fact
so
they
say that.
It's coming now. I'm jealous of the fact of how they don't abort their babies. I'm jealous of the fact of how they stay with their wives. I'm jealous of the fact of how they do business together. I'm jealous of the fact of how they read their contracts and understand their contracts. I'm jealous of the way Jewish people do business. And I'm jealous not just for me, but for our entire culture.
Woo! You have heard it there, folks. He went a little ham. And the caption says, why don't the black community rise the fuck up and step in their power? So, like I said, you guys can decipher the message. And I guess, in some form or fashion, decide if you with yay or against yay. Am I saying that African Americans should fucking wake the fuck up and go out there and make some changes? Maybe. You never know. Am I saying that? I don't know. I ain't trying to get fucking canceled on this motherfucker. I'm fucking kidding. I don't give a fuck if I get canceled. I'm not even fucking famous, man. Fuck. Maybe a year. Maybe in the future now. Maybe in the future people might fucking, yo, when I tell you, yo, for you guys that's listening, you guys that's supporting me, shit, you never know. When I'm making on TV or something, or you never know, they might try to cancel my ass. They probably gonna pull out these clips and you gonna be like, damn, I knew it, man. I've been listening to this little kid fucking years, man, and yeah, I knew they was gonna get one of his fucking clips, because I do say some offensive stuff on here, so that's how it's supposed to be, keeping it real and black. But do keep it a buck like I always do. Yeah, I think everybody should fucking rise up, matter of fact, against this fucking government. I think everybody should rise up. I feel like everyone is living in a fucking simulation right now. It is not the way to work a 9-to-5. You wake up, bust your ass for what? And then you get old. What, social? You gotta get like 60-something now to get social security? I ain't gonna say 60-something now. It's always been like that, but are you fucking kidding me? Most African-American people, or most people in general, especially if they have underlying health issues within their fucking family history, usually don't make it all the way up to 60. So it's just like you busting your ass for nothing and you just fucking flat ass dead. And that's not the way America should be. And no, I'm not gonna, you never know. Shit, I was about to say I wasn't gonna run for governor, but you never know what I might wanna do. I do think about getting into politics sometimes, because yo, I'm gonna be real with you. And I say this a lot of times. I personally feel like healthcare should be free to everyone. America should take a fucking notes from Canada, basically. Because I don't understand this shit. You tell me I gotta pay a copay, all types of bullshit. Cause you know they pocketing the fucking money, and it's sad that no one wants to work for free. I know it's crazy what I just said. I'm gonna repeat it. It's crazy that no one wants to work for free. What I'm trying to really say, I'm trying to wake you guys up. I know some of y'all woke. Is if everyone just fucking banded together and say, "Hey, motherfucker! Hey, government! We are not working. You can't take all of us down." Like, literally, we deserve free healthcare, free fucking education. Get rid of our fucking student loans, or we ain't doing that. You can cut the lights off throughout the whole street. You can't kick all of us out. You know what I'm saying? Everyone in America banded together, like literally, shit will actually change. And everyone stop being like so concerned about racism, or I say put their racist thoughts aside and actually fucking, I'm not trying to say rise against the government, but just call some stuff out, because some shit don't make sense. Because I told someone, like, yo, if I have fucking cancer and you telling me I gotta pay up the ass for chemotherapy, I'm gonna say, doctor, I really appreciate that. I really can't afford chemotherapy. I'm just gonna make my my funeral arrangements. I appreciate you. You think I'm really gonna fucking pay chemotherapy? Fuck no. Healthcare should be free for everyone. College education should be free for everyone. Get rid of people's student loans. You got people suffering. And they're not fucking slick either. You already know about the interest rates, right? Of course you do. So they making more money off you and they getting their shit back. And to be real with you, it's just numbers on the computer. Let's say I owe $25,000 in student loans. They just type $25,000 and they send it to you. Here you credited $25,000. Make sure you pay it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they could just fucking type something in their computer and it's erased. We could all live a good life if everyone wasn't so concerned about money. That's why money is put in place. Yeah, money is put in place to buy things and you know. No, money is put in place for power. When you have money, well, and lots of fucking money, you have a lot of influence. And these people, they do not want to lose their money because they don't want to be the average Joe. They're like, oh, hell no. I'm not going to fucking give up my money and just become some average fucking person. And I don't want that person to have what I have, a mansion or a fucking nice car. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like that, you know. But it should be. Motherfucker, everybody is just banded together, but most majority of people are so afraid. You know, you got the, oh, I got kids. I can't work, you know. I mean, not can't work, but I have to work to feed them and stuff. Like, it's crazy. It's just the world, man. And the money. There's certain people in power that's doing this. And please, I'm not trying to get killed. So if you don't hear from me in a year, yeah, somebody had took me out because I was going hard. But yeah, and I went off subject. Maybe I was on subject talking about the Kanye's. You never know. But hey, I'm gonna leave you with that thought. I'm gonna leave you guys with that thought because I'm coming back with another episode. Okay, I'm coming back like literally like probably later on, like in a few hours, probably tomorrow. You never know. But ponder on that. If I'm crazy, just say I'm crazy. If I'm not, just let me know. But this is your host with the most, XP. I'm keeping it real and black. Peace out.